Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone. I'm so glad that you stayed with us. I do want to remind you, unless you're just tuning in with us right now, that we have a 6 to 7 and a 7 to 8. And it's all about the brighter side of life. And we want you to wake up on that good side and start your day in a positive way here with my show, The Kim Pagano Show. We've got Sherry Gaba. How are you?
I'm fantastic on my birthday.
I know. Happy, happy birthday. That's right. We got to get that music on there. And Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kim.
Good. And we've got Tom Spence here. He's getting our guest on the line right now. But again, I do want to talk about all the great things that we have here to give away. And I do want to remind you that you can listen to us on dynamictalkradio.com. Also, you can hear all of our past shows on kimpaganoshow.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and stay connected for more chances to win on all those different places. Again, if you are just a new listener with us, I want you to learn to laugh and listen with us. And that's what it's all about. But not only that, we are really, we talk about the brighter side of life, and we talk about anything.
We talk about everything that comes our way.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, things that we do can really help us kind of concentrate on making a better light for us. So anyways, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in for the first time, we love to give away things here, and our phone number is different than most of the other shows. So our number here is 805-419-0008 is the number to call and win, and we've got lots of stuff to give away. Tom, do you want to talk about that?
We do have Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Amazing Automobiles, the Ultimate Car Exhibit. That's happening through May 1st. There's another big event that's coming up at the Reagan Library that's also a dance. The Reagan Library always has very special events. And Kim has tickets to go to those. And
yeah, it's Reagan a big Library band, so we definitely have that.
Big band music at the Reagan Library. That sounds like fun. Denise Butler Photography, a sweetheart session. That's an hour in studio, local, on location, whatever you want, up to two people, style consultant, all included with some photos. Beautiful for you and your significant other. And the Caneo Players Theater, finally, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And that runs through April 12th. Power, Ambition, Greed, a story we've known for years and years and years, how to succeed in business without really trying, at the Caneo Players in Thousand Oaks, Moore Park in the 101. That's where the theater is.
There you go. And we have tickets to one of our sponsors, Mission Oaks Cafe, and we've got the Sunland Vintage Cellars, and that is a wine pairing dinner.
That's good. That's a great way to try out new wine, sort of figure out your palate, what you enjoy. Yeah. I love wine pairings.
I do too. Anyways, I want to invite everybody to that. That's February 26th at 6:30. And I've got a couple tickets to give away, so I'd love to do that. Call in right now, 805-419-0008. And also, I do want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show right here today. We have 2 to 3, and it's about our recovery show. We've got amazing guests, and Sherry, you want to tell about our guests?
Fantastic guests. We have the Melody Beatty, who has been around for a long time. She is the one that really branded codependency.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you.
Made it a household word.
And I hope that everybody tunes into this, because my husband and I, seriously, I'm letting you into my little secret right now, but we read this every single morning, and he reads one book and I read another book, but it's all about the language of letting go in the daily meditations on codependency. And so many people think codependency is like, you know, what's wrong with you?
Well, people either think that they're dependent on somebody. It originally was the word for people that were married or had someone in their life that was an addict. Now it's really anybody that is a people pleaser. I think a lot of people that are always trying to get people to like them, want approval, I think that's really the household.
But not only
that,
I'm telling you, I open up her book every morning and I just read it, and it's always the right thing.
Well, it's about focusing on you. It's about getting back to you instead of focusing on everything on the outside of
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and as a mom or a dad, or, you know, we've got children, we've got life. You know, life happens, but somehow you have to be grounded within yourself.
And I think sometimes you take care of everything around you so that you don't have to focus what's going on inside
of you. Well, we're always talking about balance, and sometimes we don't have balance because we're so darn codependent, saying, you know, yes to the PTA and yes to
yes,
this
how many
and yes
things
to that.
Can we, yeah.
Got to learn how to say no.
Anyways, so definitely tune in with us from 2 to 3. Our guest on this show is Amy Morin, and we're going to be talking about 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Also joining us today is Dr. Raymond Francis about his book, Never Feel Old Again. So I hope that you are staying with us. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Let's bring on Amy. Amy, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Welcome, welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a psychotherapist in Maine, and a few years ago, I had written an article. In November 2013, I wrote an article called 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, published it to the web, and it went viral, and within a few days, it had reached millions of people, and then Forbes magazine picked it up, and their website, it picked up another 10 million views there. Before I knew it, I had a book.
Oh,
that's a great story. That's a really great story. And I was going to say, you know, because you're coming from don't do, which kind of is a negative, but it's really actually a positive.
Yeah.
So I find that interesting.
I kind of want to read the front of your book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, But Take Back Your Power, Embrace Change, Face Your Fears, and Train Your Brain for Happiness and Success. So I love that. I love that. It's so perfect for our show. So how are mentally strong people different than those who are not?
Well, you know, I think we all possess mental strength to a degree, just like we would physical strength. Some of us are physically stronger than others. I think it's the same with mental strength, that we're either we're not either just mentally strong or mentally weak, but we all have certain strengths within us. And mental strength is really about three different things. It's about regulating our thoughts so that what we think is true. Sometimes it's silencing that little voice in your head of self-doubt, or it's figuring out, are my fears exaggerated, those sorts of things. The second part of it is our emotions. It's figuring out, how do you control your emotions so your emotions don't control you? And then the third part is figuring out, how do you behave productively despite whatever circumstances you find yourself in?
So I love this idea of resilience. You know, what keeps some people resilient and others not, do you think?
Yeah, it's all about figuring out. Sometimes it's having good habits, which helps us to build resilience, but also it's about getting rid of the bad habits. And that was really why I focused on what not to do, because I think a lot of us know what the good habits in life are, and we do them as much as we can, but sometimes it's those bad habits that hold us back. And I tell people it's a lot like, again, if you were going to build physical strength, you'd need good habits like going to the gym, but you also need to get rid of bad habits like eating too much junk food.
So my
list was really about those bad habits that we're all prone to doing sometimes, but that if you do them, they sort of cancel out your good habits.
So what are those habits?
Yeah,
those
so
habits?
What is the top worst habit?
You know, feeling sorry for ourselves, I think, is something that we all do sometimes at one point or another when something bad happens, you experience a tragedy or something like that, it's easy to feel sorry for ourselves. But I think that's the number one thing that can really hold us back.
But I have a question before we go any further on resilience. Do you think there has to be a middle ground for resilience? Because if you're constantly like, no, that's okay, I can get through this, it's all right, you don't have to do that for me, then you kind of lose a little bit of yourself, because people are not expected to give something to you.
Well, you're repressing all your feelings if you're constantly trying to be positive.
I think that you have to find a good balance with resilience.
Yeah, and I certainly tell people, you know, it's not about ignoring your feelings or pretending you don't feel those things. It's just being aware of your emotions and then making a conscious choice so that you know that if you're sad or scared, maybe there's a really good reason for that. And that's okay to feel those things, but to not just get stuck.
Okay, so when we think of grief, like my mom is grieving right now, probably the worst of all of us. I mean, we're all grieving the death of my dad, but she's just, I think, kind of feeling sorry for herself. I mean, she's trying to push through.
But is that her personality?
No, it really isn't. Oh. I've never seen my mom like this. She's usually a very positive, happy person, and now she's kind of like, I've lost the love of my life. And I mean, it's all true, and I have great compassion for her, but how come, you know, maybe there's a way to reframe this for herself. How this, you know, I don't know. It's just been very difficult.
Yeah, you know, my list actually stems from I had gone through several personal tragedies in my life. My mother had passed away, and then on the 3-year anniversary of when my mother passed away, my 26-year-old husband died of a heart attack. And then my father-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer. So it was one after the next after the next. And figuring out how do you grieve, but also at the same time without feeling sorry for yourself. And it's possible. It's okay to feel
sad. So tell us how. I would love to the answer to that.
You know, it was about, for me personally, it was about figuring out how do I focus on sort of the gratitude, be grateful that I had those people in my life for the time that they were here.
Yeah.
Without focusing on, you know, and it's too bad they're still not here. Granted, I'd love to have all three of them in my life still, but to turn it into something more positive. And one of the most powerful things that we did was when we approached what should have been my husband's 27th birthday. And I said to my mother-in-law, what are we going to do? I don't really want to sit around and stare at the wall, but I can't go to work as a therapist. I'm not going to be in any shape to help other people with their problems. And she said, why don't we go skydiving?
Oh my gosh.
Every year we go on some sort of adventure, whether it be...
Now, was he a very adventurous?
He was.
Okay, so you're celebrating his life.
Right. What a wonderful way to celebrate rather than, you know, feel sorry for ourselves and throw a pity party.
Do you have any kind of spiritual things in your book, you know, spiritual ideas?
I touched on it a little bit, sort of figuring out, you know, all about what are your values in life and to know, you know, whether it be some spiritual things or not, but to know what are your values and how do you live according to your values and your beliefs. And it's knowing where do your beliefs come from in life, because I think so often we don't really take enough time to figure that out. Why do you believe what you believe? And then are you living according to those beliefs?
Right. I'm looking at chapter 4 on don't focus on things they can't control. And that's making me a little uncomfortable, this little checklist you have here, because definitely...
Read a couple of them.
Well, I have a little bit of some control issues, clearly.
Not you.
When faced with a tough situation, you think you can single-handedly fix everything. This one's really good. You assume that good luck has nothing to do with success. Instead, it's completely up to you to determine your future.
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
Codependent. Okay.
I think if you're a control person, like, you think, well, if I work hard enough, I can get that. It has nothing. It's not luck. You know, like, I might have a little bit of that in me.
Mm.
Okay. You don't feel comfortable asking for help, but I would help anybody.
I would help anybody.
If you said I need
this,
I would totally help you, but I'm not always the first to ask someone for help.
Right.
I'm going to put this away.
Maybe we need to give you the codependent book.
I know. I think it all kind of, you know, I mean, it's just lessons in life. I think this is all lessons in life.
And it's good to know what your hang-ups are, because I think you can grow from that rather than not
knowing
what
you don't
have
to do everything perfectly today. It's all a process.
Right.
Like, we're changing and growing all the time.
Right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking with Amy Morin. We're talking about 13 things mentally strong people don't do. We talked about the one, feeling sorry for us. What is number two?
That they don't shy away, or that they don't give away their power. I think often we tend to blame other people and say, you know, my mother-in-law makes me feel bad about myself, or my boss makes me stay late. And granted, it's maybe a consequence for the choices that we make in life, but to know that we're making them, and to know that nobody can make you feel anything, but that they can influence how you feel, but they can't force you to feel it. Sometimes just changing that language makes a big difference in how we feel about ourselves and the world in general.
Right, right. What would number three be?
That they don't shy away from change.
That you don't shy away from pain?
Change.
Oh, change.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's a good one. I mean, everybody, I don't think a lot of people really like change, correct?
But change is good.
But change is good.
I have a friend who said one time, it's going to be different, but it's going to be fun.
And also, I always think about that, you know, we already know what is. It's the possibilities are what we can look forward to,
right.
All the endless possibilities, and that is what changes.
Yeah, and everything is going to change. Everything
constantly
changes
but
every single day.
But the unknown is exciting, because that's where, like I said, possibilities exist.
It's kind of like,
I always need to know the worst case scenario. If I know
so
the
that's
worst,
a control issue, really.
No, I like that's a control.
If I know the worst case scenario, okay, that's the worst thing that can happen. Okay, I can do this now.
Because you think you can control it if you know the worst case scenario.
Absolutely, Cherry. Yeah, I would definitely agree with you.
But in a sense, you know,
but it makes me brave.
Yeah. Well, what's the worst thing that can happen? Okay, I can work backwards from that.
Exactly.
That's how I live my life too. And not that you want the worst thing to happen, but
I do better knowing.
Yeah. So like Amy jumping out of a plane. Seriously? No.
I know, right?
God.
Well, I think it's often a good question to ask ourselves. I think sometimes we won't do anything different because we think, oh, no, and we're afraid of our fear, if that makes any sense, is we think, well, I can't handle the stress associated with making a change. And so I think often people, we stay in our comfort zones because even if we're in a bad situation, we fear that things could get worse.
Yeah.
So just to remind yourself, well, you know, the worst thing that has happened, maybe I'll embarrass myself or maybe this won't work out. But that's okay. I can handle that. And just that reminder. Sometimes.
Like my father always just said, you'll never know if you don't try.
It's so true. Exactly. So I always feel like if I put it all on the table, what's the worst thing that can happen? I can go from there.
Right. You know, Amy, I'm looking at your book and you have the 13. I know we talked about the first three. Don't focus on things that you can't control. Okay, Jennifer. Right. And they don't worry about pleasing everyone. That's a codependent thing. I mean, about pleasing everyone. They don't fear taking calculated risks. So kind of live out of the box. You know what I mean? Do something like new every single day of your life and drive a different way to work. Just do little things like that. Correct.
Yeah. And figure out how do you calculate risk. So often we don't do things because we think that it's really risky if we're scared of it. But our fear is not a good thermometer for judging how risky something is. So to figure out how do you calculate risk more logically and appropriately.
Yeah. And also, they don't resent other people's success. So don't be like, God, I wish I could have done that because you put them down because somebody else did it and you really want to do it, correct?
Yes, that we sometimes think other people's success minimizes our own success in life or that it somehow diminishes our accomplishments.
Right. And also, don't give up after the first failure. I mean, you know, you think of like all these amazing people that, you know, show up every day. They keep doing it. They know. I mean, in order to win, you have to fail. How many times? We don't know. But just keep doing it. And, you know, that's a big one right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And don't fear alone time. That's another one. A lot of people can't be alone.
Yeah.
And I've really started to honor that time of really, I call it close your eyes and look inside. And you need to know
yourself.
Oh, I like
that. That should be your book, Kim.
There you go. I got another book.
That is really
good. You know? Yeah, I've always done that, you know.
Close your eyes, look inside. I like
that. So, yeah. And also, don't feel the world owes them anything. That's another thing. So many people, you know, I'm not even going to get political right now, but so many people think that they're owed it. It's like,
well, it's that sense of entitlement. It's
exactly. Go out and do it for yourself.
You
know,
totally.
Or that your parents ruined you.
I think it's not a generational thing, but I definitely think there's been a shift in the way people do things. When we were younger, we all had these jobs and we worked, you know, little things we worked for. And it seems like there's not always the time for that anymore.
There you go.
Which is hard.
And the last one is don't expect immediate results because anything that is worth it takes time.
And they're not going to be the results always what you expect.
Yeah.
They could come out with something really great and different.
Yeah. So what are some of the tips to develop resilience to life, inevitable obstacles and tragedies?
It's really about, you know, making it a priority in your life. There's just like you can do physical strength exercise, you can do mental strength exercises. And so to really pay attention to what's one thing I can do to make myself a little bit better today. And it's different for different people. Everybody seems to have sort of their Achilles heel that holds them back. And so to figure out what are the things in life I can do differently, to think differently, to behave differently, to move forward, whether it's that I need to step outside my comfort zone or that I need to stop giving up every time I fail, whatever it might be, but to just take a look and say, okay, what are the exercises I can do to become a little bit better today?
Right. Amy, I always like to ask this. And, you know, one, we talk about the brighter side of life. And where are you at in your life now? Where is your life and how amazing is it that you've come through a journey?
You know, life is wonderful right now. I find it to be, you know, the sun shines and the snowfalls in Maine, but it's wonderful. You know, I think having this opportunity to write the book has made everything come full circle, and I am incredibly grateful for all that I have.
And is this your first book?
It is, yes.
Wow, congratulations.
And is it red? We're looking at the book right now. Is it red on purpose? It's a very vibrant color, a strong color.
Yeah, the publisher, they picked the red color. They really wanted to make it stand out, and I like that color.
Oh, I do too. It's a great book.
And are you remarried?
I am, yep.
Congratulations. That's what I wanted to hear. Because, you know what, so many people think that there's not a life after life happens.
Right.
You know? And I think that that's so important. And we just got to go on because we all have a journey. And so thank you for sharing your journey with all of us here. And where do we find your book?
You can find it at Amazon, of course, online. And it's in all the major bookstores as well as Target and Walmart.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Amy Morin. And 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. But really, she's got great ideas.
It's a great book. It's a really good book.
Yeah, I really like it. Thank you for sharing it here on The Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. Our next guest is going to be Dr. Raymond Francis. And we're going to be talking about Never Feel Old Again. Isn't it interesting? It's like my girlfriends and I were talking about how do we get here so fast, you know, like,
is that crazy?
You know, I mean, you're still kind of, you got your kids young and you're all involved in school and all that stuff. All of a sudden it's like, you know, my kids are wanting to move out, and it's just all of a sudden everything's changed. And let me just tell you, I was trying to get them, you know, A's in school and all that stuff. I would have been taking way more vacations if I knew then what I know now. You know,
but it's funny. I've, you know, with Facebook and social media, you connect with all these people from your past, and I meet so many people, and I think to myself, I met you when I was the ages of my kids.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's really weird. Or how about when your doctors are younger, a lot younger than you?
Yeah,
or you're, you know,
It's real when you get Doogie Howser.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Are you sure you can handle this kid? Because I think I can take it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, I mean, your life starts to change, and it's just,
I know, sometimes I think, I'm 44, and I think, how could I possibly be 44 years old?
Or you start talking like your parents. You start saying things that they would have said.
Yeah.
Like,
But when you start having to take care of your parents.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready.
We're not enjoying it.
Get ready, because it's a whole different ball game then. I do want to give out a couple gift certificates right now. And one of my favorite places is Lazy Dog. I love their soybean, their edamames over there. They're like spicy edamames. And I don't know. I could think of 100. I'm always hungry on our show, I'm telling you. But anyways, I've got a $25 gift certificate for Lazy Dog. And they're all over the place. You are going to enjoy this if you haven't already done it. Not only that, you could take your furry friends with you, too. So it's a great place. Tom, you love it, too?
Yeah, and this is a left-handed compliment. It's nice looking, but when you get in, it's even better.
I know.
It's very pleasant. The prices are great.
Yeah.
For a family, for groups, it's excellent food and reasonable price and friendly.
Yeah,
just like doggies are.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Nice
it
place.
Really is.
I haven't been there.
Oh, my God.
Good.
You have
it's really,
to.
Oh, it's really good.
Highly recommended.
Yeah.
Highly recommended.
No, not only that, they've got amazing pizzas, amazing salads. They've got happy hour appetizers.
Are they a chain?
Yeah, they're amazing.
The edamame and the flatbread, my
favorite.
Is
that the best? I know.
So good.
And I love their sweet and sour chicken rice dish or whatever. But anyways, great place. So we got tickets for you. We've got gift certificates. So give us a call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name and number. And again, I want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're so glad that you are here.
Song for the broken hearted. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, we start every Saturday from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again we have our recovery show from 2 to 3. And we're so glad that you're here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We want to hear from everybody. I'm telling you, listeners. I have been making amazing friends, and we've been listening. And you know what? I'm telling you, they love us. They love our energy and what we're doing.
Well, we're doing something positive, and so much we see on the news today is so not positive.
Yeah.
And we're here just talking about good things.
And if you're enjoying our show as much as we enjoy doing the show, please go to Ventura County Star and vote for us for Reader's Choice. Look up under Community and then Radio Shows, and you can vote for the Kim Pagano Show. We'd love to have all of you vote. Take the time to do that and make us your number one show again this year.
There you go. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you mentioned that, too. You know what? Also, I just did an interview, and I don't know if you guys are all into the Oscars tomorrow, right? Oh, my God. I interviewed the swag bags. And let me tell you, I actually received my own swag bag. I'm
awesome.
So excited. And so Lash Ferry was, I've done it a couple of years. Now this is my third year. And let me tell you all the amazing things. But I'm telling you, it's distinctive. You know, they do an amazing job. They've got gifts from all over the place. And I even have my own star now. It's a star that's named after me. So isn't that cool?
You got one too?
Do you know what swag means?
What? Tell me. Uh-oh.
Stuff we all get.
Oh,
swag.
So
when you go
cool.
to when you go to the show, it's a, where's the stuff we all get?
Well, let me just tell you.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but you know what? Thank you. You see, you learn something every day from Tom here, you know? But not only that is, you know, I thought you go to this show, you're all dressed up in your tuxedo, right? And you get your little swag bag. Oh, no, I got three huge boxes of different stuff.
How
and
nice.
My kids were like, Mom,
going
this is
through
so
all
good.
Of it.
Yeah, so,
there's something
I mean,
about free.
I know.
There's just something about it.
Even
I
if you're a multimillionaire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Free,
it
just does something for you.
Yeah. So anyways, love my job.
That's so fun.
It's so exciting. So anyways, I hope that everybody tunes in to the Oscars. And when you see all those swag bags and all the different amazing things that they have there, I mean, there is even a little wallet that you put on the front of your telephones, you know, your iPhones. And so you put your credit cards
that.
In there. Isn't that a
So did you go to, like, the gifting suite? Is that where you were?
No, they shipped it to my house.
Wow, and they sent you three?
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So anyways, I just wanted to share that. So I want everybody to tune in to the Oscars. It's going to be another amazing year.
There's some great films.
I know.
Yeah, this year I actually saw a lot of them.
Yeah.
Really
we're
going to
talk
films.
A little bit about that. But we have our next guest on the line, Dr. Raymond Francis. And, again, his book, Never Feel Old Again. Raymond, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome, welcome. I think you've been on my show before, haven't you?
I think I have.
Yeah, I love it. I love having great guests back again. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you know, I heard you talking earlier about age.
Yeah.
And aging is the biggest single problem facing the world in the 21st century. We have global aging. There are going to be more old people than young people.
Why is that?
Well, it's because of people aren't having as many children anymore.
Oh. Or is it the baby boom thing?
Yeah, and so the baby boom had a lot of babies, and but they didn't have a lot of babies, and the result is we're going to, by 2050, there's going to be more old people in the world than young people.
And how are these people going to support themselves?
Well, that's exactly the problem. This is going to be, it's threatening an economic disaster of that the world has never seen before. We've never had this problem before. We've promised these old people to pay their pensions. We promised to pay for their health care. There's no money, and there's no people to generate the money. And all the industrialized countries are going bankrupt. Well, that's the bad news.
What's the good news?
Yeah, we have good news.
Okay, we love good news here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, aging is a mistake.
Okay.
And
why?
We can teach you how not to make that mistake. And I'm sure you're asking why, because doesn't everything get old? Sure, everything gets old. But but what we're doing is we're accelerating the aging process. And what's happening is we're now measuring 30-year-olds with the biological markers of 80. A few years ago, we measured a group of overweight 10-year-olds, but 10 years old. They had the biological markers of 45.
Oh, that's terrible. So how do we stay young, and will that help?
Well, they don't. These kids is going to be the first generation in American history that is going to die younger than their parents.
Really?
They're so old, and they're so sick. We have to stop this. We're all getting old. Now, look at me. I'm 78 years old.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. But I have the arteries of a 22-year-old. I function like somebody in their 20s. I have boundless energy. I don't have an ache or pain in my body. I never get sick. In the past 29 years, I've had 3 colds. Those are the only health problems I've had in 29 years.
I want to know your secrets.
Yeah, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Everybody's grabbing your book right now. Dr. Raymond Francis is who we're talking about. And we're talking about never feel old again. Is that possible?
Can you start later, like in your 50s?
Yes, you can start later. I almost died at age 48. My death was a medical certainty at age 48. Now I'm 78, 30 years later, and I'm younger and healthier.
So you started late in life changing your habits?
Absolutely.
So what did you change? Great question right there.
Yeah, is it diet or your environment?
It's all diet.
Most of it's diet, and then you have to be careful with the toxins you're putting into your body. But I address all this and never feel old again. You know, how do you? What are the correct foods? How do you eat the correct foods? How do you avoid the toxins? If you do these two things well, and get your cells, you see, the body is a self-repairing system. Your car is not, and I'm sure you're aware of that. The tires wear out. You know, the
wouldn't that be
wear
nice?
Out, everything. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a self-repairing car? But the thing is, you are self-repairing. And if you keep yourself in the repair mode and supply all the repair materials, and you don't screw up the repair machinery with toxins, you will self-repair, and you will stay biologically young, even though you're becoming chronologically older. And that's what we need to do, because right now getting old is a catastrophe.
Right. Dr. Francis, what kind of doctor are you?
I'm a doctor of science.
Okay. Okay.
I'm a chemist, basically. My basic training is in chemistry. I'm a graduate of MIT.
Okay.
Everything I do is based on cellular biochemistry and molecular biology.
So I just want to know, what's a typical diet for you? What's a typical day look like?
I eat a lot of vegetables.
Right.
A lot of vegetables. I do. This morning I had 2 eggs for breakfast.
Do you eat all organic?
No, I eat I actually eat a lot of different kinds of things, and I travel a lot, so you can't be perfect. And that's the, you know, some people say, oh, you know, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You don't have to be perfect.
So you eat out a lot, so you eat healthy when you eat out.
You can't. It's hard to eat healthy when you're eating out. I travel a lot.
Okay, so then do you take a lot of vitamins?
Yes, I take supplements. In fact, I make my own supplements and sell them. It's very difficult to make a good supplement, and that's what I found out the hard way. And so I make some of the highest quality supplements in the world.
So what are some of the best things that we need to, I mean, is there, obviously it's like, you know, you have to get your car oiled and changed and
exactly.
that kind of stuff. So
exactly. You need to do the maintenance. The problem is when you buy the car, you get a maintenance list that tells you they should change the oil every 3,000 miles or rotate the tires. We don't come with a maintenance list. And that's why I write my books, and Never Feel Old Again. If you follow that, it's basically a maintenance list of how do you keep your body in the repair mode. See, the whole trick is to keep the body in the repair mode by supplying the body with all the materials it needs, all the parts. You know, if you want to repair a car, you need parts. If you want to repair you need parts, but your parts come from your diet.
I know this is terrible, but you don't want to be a lemon, right?
Right.
I just had to throw that out there. You don't want to be a lemon.
But now, it's good to eat lemons.
Yeah.
Are
lemons good for you?
Yeah.
Isn't lemon water, like room temperature lemon water, really good for your digestion?
Yes, it is. It's very good for you. Very good for the liver, and lemons are good.
It's
food
not
is good.
Good for
food
the tartar good. On your teeth, though, correct?
But that's only if you suck on
well,
it.
Well, you don't want to be
I used to do that. Lemon and salt?
Gosh. Yeah, you don't want to do that because it can get the enamel on your teeth.
Right.
But basically it's good. If you just drink it, it's fine. And it's, you know, if you have it in water, it's less concentrated than if you're eating the lemon.
Right. So what should we look at? Where do we start?
Yeah. Give us a couple of tips.
Well, get off of the processed foods.
Okay.
I think is very important.
More fresh foods. You know, I used to live in California. Now I live in Florida. But in California, anybody can buy real food any time they want it because they have farmers markets where the farmers come with fresh organic foods, and you can buy it that's, you know, it's a day old. Here in Florida, we get stuff that's a week old or 2 weeks old by the time you get it. Well, half the nutrition goes in about 2 days. So, you know, what do you get after it's a week old?
Right. Well, so, I mean, I know that that's definitely, you know, the way that life is going. Everybody's talking about processed food. So we get that.
What about frozen? I mean, I've always heard frozen is really good. Flash
frozen.
Well,
it isn't. It's better than canned, put it that way.
Really?
But it's not. Because they have to parboil these before they freeze them, you see.
Oh. Right, but what I want to know is, okay, at what age do you start, you know, taking all of these different supplements or vitamins or, you know, what is it that you would recommend?
Well, what the National Academy of Sciences recommends is that every American needs to be taking at least a high-quality multivitamin every day. The National Academy says that it's got so bad out there that even if you eat a good diet, it is no longer possible to get the nutrition you need for two reasons. One, the soils are depleted, and two, the need for nutrients is the highest it's ever been because of the toxins we're exposed to. So everyone needs at least a good high-quality multivitamin, and I've designed what is probably, well, absolutely one of the best multivitamins in the world.
But okay, so besides that, what are the supplements? We want to, I mean, you know.
Vitamin C. Vitamin C is another critical one. People
really?
Are short. Absolutely.
I like drinking vitamin C and those energy drinks.
Yeah, I like the chewable vitamin C's.
Well, it depends on the vitamin C. The problem is that that's problematic now, too, because virtually all the vitamin C in the world is made in China today, and they're not making it correctly. Most of it is being made out of genetically modified corn. It's hard to get high-quality vitamin C.
This is so like overwhelming. Like I'm listening to you, and I find it just really overwhelming.
Yeah, it's overwhelming because you feel like you have to revamp your entire diet. Would a great step be just to take out processed foods?
Yes, take out sugar. If you want to just do one thing, get the sugar out of your life.
I've heard that sugar and cancer feeds off of sugar.
But what about fruit sugar? Sugar from fruit's okay, right?
Well, from if you're eating fruit, that's okay. A whole fruit, eat the whole fruit. Don't eat fruit juice, but eat the whole fruit. That's okay. But the refined sugar, get it out of your life because it is a deadly metabolic poison.
Right.
The body is not designed to handle refined sugars.
You know what?
If you eat refined sugar, you do enormous damage to the body.
Okay, so I think that that's probably the biggest one that screams out to you, but we neglect to talk about things like our deodorant, our toothpaste, things that we use every single
hair products,
and they're toxic.
Yeah, so what would you...
Your average toothpaste is toxic.
So what would you replace that with?
Well, with healthy deodorants and healthy toothpaste.
Right.
I use a German brand, which is available in health food stores, called Weleda, W-E-L-E-D-A. So that's the brand of toothpaste I use. So you don't have to give up toothpaste. See, that's the point. You don't have to give up toothpaste. You don't have to give up something. What you need is to use healthy toothpaste.
Right.
And the same thing with deodorant.
So I'm going to be devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about, I just went to a dentist and he said, you know, I thought that I had gum disease. I went to one dentist. He's like, oh, you need to go. I went back to this other dentist. He's like, no, you don't have any gum disease because I floss all the time. I really take care of my teeth. Then he said, no, but you have an old cavity that I've had probably since I was 13. He's like, that needs to come out.
Uh-huh.
Then I talked to somebody else and they're like, if everybody had to have their cavities out or their, you know, the metal in their mouth, what's your thought on that?
Well, the metal in the mouth is not a good thing. And in the old days, they still do, they use mercury fillings.
Correct.
And the mercury fillings are extremely toxic. They give out more mercury in a day than is the recommended amount that you can get in a day. And if you have multiple mercury fillings, you're getting way above the safety limits on a daily basis.
How about the fact that we have so many people on psychotropic meds, antidepressants, and so forth? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, what we're doing is we're screwing up our chemistry. If you have mercury, example, if you have mercury fillings in your mouth, this can screw up enzymes. If you screw up the enzymes, you can screw up the production of neurotransmitters in the brain, and you can become depressed, you can become mentally ill, all kinds of things can happen.
But don't you have to be careful, too, though, to make sure that you make a good choice? I know that there's a lot of talk that sunscreen is not good for you, all the different things.
Absolutely. Sunscreen is not good for you. It will give you skin cancer, but it's only a side effect, so if you don't mind having skin cancer, it's okay to use sunscreen.
Sunscreen will give you... That
but like for too. Someone like myself who's very fair, if I go out in the sun without sunscreen on, I will be sunburned.
Well, first of all, you have to use the sun intelligently, and I'm sure you can do that. But another thing you could do is what the ancients used to use, and that's olive oil or coconut oil.
To go in the sun?
Yes, to go in the sun, exactly.
My dermatologist would have a heart attack if I was in the sun with olive oil on my body.
I mean, that's like what we did when we were kids, like baby oil.
Yeah, or Hawaiian, right?
Well,
yeah.
The baby oil was not healthy, but the ancients used...
Does it have any protection in it, olive oil?
Absolutely.
Really?
That's what's been used for thousands of years.
Oh, that's interesting, because I do recommend that on your hair, coconut oil and olive oil on
so
your hair.
So, Kim, you try it on your skin and tell me how it works.
I will do that for you.
I just bought coconut wash, body wash. I love it.
High quality. There's very little olive oil on the market. And
wow.
So people are buying stuff that's not olive oil. I make my own olive oil now, the Beyond Health brand olive oil. But there's very little, and I've written articles on this. If you go to my website, beyondhealth.com, you can go to articles, and you can read articles I've written on olive oil chemistry. That is very simple. Anybody can read it. But basically, there's very little real olive oil on the market because the laws have big holes in them, and people are marketing stuff that isn't really olive oil. For example, there's no legal definition for the words extra virgin in the United States.
That I have heard. Yeah, you're
so
absolutely.
You can label any olive oil extra virgin, and that is legal to do, and it's not extra virgin olive oil.
So then what kind of olive oil should we get?
You need real olive oil. And
it's very expensive, correct?
It is expensive, yes.
Yeah. Who makes it?
Well, I make my own. As I say, you go to my website, beyondhealth.com, and get olive oil, but you can read about it. And once you read about it, you can get the information that you need to look at anything in a store.
This could become a whole job.
And figure out what it is.
But it's interesting. Dr. Raymond Francis, what are we going to take? What's the one most thing that we're going to take away from reading your book?
I think the one most thing that you can take away is that you don't have to get old and sick, that you are in control of that. You can age gracefully by keeping your body in the repair mode, keeping your biological age younger than your chronological age, so you age very gracefully, and then you don't get sick. You don't get the diseases of aging like Alzheimer's and then cancer and arthritis. All of these, you don't need them.
Right.
You don't have to have them. All you have to do is keep biologically young.
Right. I want to ask you one last question. And, of course, you know, our show is all about the brighter side, the positive part of life. How important is it to have that, you know, that side of life, that you look at everything half full instead of half empty?
Well, I think you have to look at things. Yes, I think that's extremely important. Negative people who have negative thoughts all the time have more diseases and don't live as long.
Right.
People with positive outlooks live longer. And I got to tell you, I'm 78 and I feel so fabulous. And I get up in the morning and I feel so good. And people say, do you miss eating sugar? Why would you miss eating sugar when you feel the way I feel? I just bounce out of bed in the morning I pop out like a piece of toast. And I'm ready for the. I never get tired. I go to bed because I think I should go to bed.
Right.
I want that kind of energy.
Yeah, I love it.
That's
again,
something positive. You know, aging the way we're doing it is a huge mistake. So read Never Feel Old Again and learn how to get younger.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Raymond Francis,
for joining
us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, you know, we'll have you back because there's just so many more things that we could talk about.
Well, I have a new book just out, and you might want to talk about it. It's called The Great American Health Hoax.
And it's just out this month. Send it to us, and we'll get you back on.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody, I would love you to join us there. Mission Oaks Cafe right in Camarillo is having their Sunland Vintage Cellar wine pairing dinner, and that is February 26th at 6:30, and it's $60 per person, and it's great food. It's amazing, but I've got a couple tickets to you, and I would love to give those away. Give us a call right now, 419-0008, and if you don't win but you would love to join us there, give them a call at Mission Oaks Cafe, and that's 805-482-1022, and give us a call. Now, with that, we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll come back and chat some more. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And again, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here, and it is our recovery show, and we've got amazing guests. And of course, it's all about recovery of anything that you're waking up to, and that is sponsored by SOBA Recovery Center. Again, I do want to do a little shout out.
Let's do a shout out to Evolve Treatment Center.
Oh, there you go.
That and it's specifically for kids ages 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. It's the sooner you can get those under control and find a plan, I think the better off you'll be lifelong. And while they're still young, you can make them participate in that. So I definitely encourage anyone.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm so glad you actually brought them up. They're actually one of our new sponsors. I'm so glad to have Mandy and his team on board with us here. But not only that, it's really about knowing your kids and knowing your teens. And
we have so many families that are listening to our shows. And,
yeah.
And, you know, so many of the recovery shows out there, they do focus on the addict, which is great, and so do we. But we really want to help the families. We want to help the sisters and the brothers and the
mothers and the fathers. And
as a parent, go with your gut. Even if you're not sure, definitely contact the Evolve Treatment Centers at 800-665-GROW and ask them a question. Let them know.
Yeah. But not only that, is a lot of times we, you know, there's patterns that start changing with our kids and they start shutting down. And, you know, it's interesting. I just have to say a lot of, you know, I was just at a little bunco night the last couple nights here. And we were talking about how some people don't really know how to communicate. And sometimes our kids don't know how to ask for help. And we don't know how to even give it because we're struggling in our own world. And so we need to know those signs of when they're not showing their eye contact or they're, you know, being bullied at school or they're having, you know, homework that they can't understand. And you know, when you like, it was so weird. We came back from our cruise and we were all, you know, I'm pretty organized, pretty got everything together. And then all of a sudden I felt overwhelmed. My husband and I could tell he was feeling overwhelmed. It's like all of a sudden life just catches up on you. And so, you know, a lot of people can't handle that. I mean, things start getting bigger.
We're living in a much more complex world and yeah. We need answers and solutions. And this is the place to be to listen to those answers.
Yeah. So anyways, thank you again. Evolve is one of our new sponsors and I'm so glad that they're there with us. So again, let's talk about tomorrow is the Oscars. Woo-hoo. And what movies have you guys seen that
God,
you love?
All I of just them. Imitation Game, Sniper,
Boyhood.
I went to Boyhood.
I didn't see the end of Boyhood.
It's really good. Boyhood's really good. They do the movie over 12 years, and they use the same actors for 12 years.
To watch them change.
Great.
Isn't that a great concept?
Yeah, it was a yeah.
And they had to talk to all the actors ahead of time to make sure, you know, they knew that they were going to go back every 12 years. And they sort of had to change with the boy a little bit with what he was doing because he was changing and evolving as a young person. It was a great film, though. It was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And was it, I mean, did they change for the positive or did they change for negative?
He changed for the positive. I think that he did not live in your typical family per se, kind of.
But yeah, they showed real family issues. They did. Had alcoholism in there.
She
they
got
had
remarried.
Divorce, remarriage, blended families. Actually, now that I think about it, it really touched on a lot of the issues that we're dealing with today.
I went into it more thinking it was going to give me this big message on how to be the mom of a boy. And it's not like that. It's more how life is and how to handle all the things that come your way that are not as you expected.
And what I took away from it is there's, again, another mom that was so overwhelmed and had to, you know, the kids kind of had to grow up by themselves in
fend
a
for
sense,
themselves,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and new schools, new thing. I mean, there's just a lot of things.
Another great movie, The Theory of Everything. Yeah. I thought that was amazing.
Really?
That whole story was amazing. I'm looking at here, the best picture, Whiplash. Now, a lot of people didn't see that. That's actually someone I know, J.K. Simmons. That's an amazing movie, Whiplash.
There you go. Tom?
Tom, you said you really liked
that's
that.
That's the drummer.
The drummer.
Yeah, the drummer. Yeah, big fan of percussion, but it's... It's supposed to be a tough story, but it's gotten like that. And Birdman are the ones that like within my that's in my sweet spot.
Okay, and the Great Budapest. Oh, I turned that off.
Oh, Budapest. Yeah,
I have
so
to say
nobody. Yes, no.
No,
I didn't see
it's dark,
that.
Right? It's
horrible.
Dark.
Yuck.
Yeah. No, I have to say American Sniper. Okay, I have to say halfway through the show, or you know, and then I don't even want to give it away, but oh my God. I have to say, for my son-in-law being a Marine and going over there four times, and how when our Marines come back and they really can't fit into life, they don't really know
they
how
to. They have to find their way again.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is a must-see for everyone. Have you all seen it?
I have not seen it. My son, he's young, but he loves to read war books, like that's his thing, and he wants to see American Sniper so bad, but I said I have to see it first. I don't think that it's appropriate for a young person.
Has he read We Were Soldiers Once and Young?
I have no idea.
That's the Vietnam book. It's brilliant. It was a movie too.
Did you see American Sniper?
I have not.
Oh my God, I'm telling you guys, it's a must. It's heartwarming, it's amazing, but it's a true story, and it's
now are you having an Oscar party, Kim?
I don't know.
You should. There's so many things on Pinterest you could do.
There you go. Well, we'll talk about that again.
And invite
us.
We
are at the end of our show. I'm so glad that you've been here again. Happy birthday to Sherry.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Amazing day.
Great day.
Yeah. And of course, we want to end our show with, you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. So happy birthday, Sherry.
Happy birthday.
Again, tune in to our 2 o'clock show right here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And that is our recovery show from 2 to 3. So stay with us. We'll be right back.